This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
I'd say welcome back to another session of Sanity, but you know what? It's not too sane around here. I got to tell you, with the electronics and everything that's happening, it's just craziness going somewhere to happen. And I do appreciate your time with me. I do appreciate your patience. We are live from CPAC 2019. Last year I was in a time warp. I kept saying it was 2016, so I've jumped ahead a bit. But I really do appreciate your time with us. And I've got U.S. Special Agent Eric Carson with me. Eric Curran with me. And thanks for being with me.
Hey, it's a privilege and an honor to be with you, sir.
You looking around here, it's crazy around
today,
is it?
It's a zoo in this place.
And trying to get some help around here, you think that all these guys work for the union?
Ooh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, it's okay.
You certainly need to be switched on in this place.
So, listen, this is perfect considering what took place yesterday in North Korea, what have you, and you're here with me today.
Yeah.
First, give me your 80,000 foot overview of what took place in North Korea. Good, bad? Was it a good thing that President Trump held his ground?
Joe, I think it is. You know, I think this president is the master, you know, communicator, master deal maker, and he will somehow get back to the table, get the parties back to the table, probably in the very near future, and continue talking. I mean, this problem certainly has been festering for decades, and it won't be solved overnight.
I was going to say it didn't just happen. I love these people who are now jumping on the bandwagon saying that he failed. You know, I mean, seriously, give me a break, right?
Yeah.
What did the other guy do?
Yeah, not much. And we haven't done much in maybe, I don't know, 40, 50 years. So this is the only president that I know of who's actually met with the president of North Korea. So, I mean, these are baby steps. This is to be expected. But I am hopeful that this administration will find peace in the peninsula.
And he's in this particular case with this particular person. He is the guy to do this. Is he not?
I agree. He's willing to, you know, to push the envelope and to do whatever it takes. If that means walking up, getting off the table, and walking out of the meeting and flying back to the United States abruptly, he will. If it means flying back to Japan, he'll fly back to Japan or Vietnam in maybe in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But he'll do what's necessary to find peace in that region.
Yeah, and I believe that too. I think it's really funny that some of them are giving a hard time to the president about reaching out to a dictator like him, and I was thinking, I saw Obama with Castro. Did you see? Maybe that was just a dream I had or a nightmare. I don't know.
Exactly.
And that seemed to be okay. All right. Let's just quickly hit, because I know we're kind of tight on time, but the border wall issue here.
Yes, sir.
You know, there's no crisis there. Were you aware of that?
Yeah, no. you know, it's funny. I think Nancy Pelosi said there's no humanity. This is just a made-up humanitarian or national security issue, and this is all about the babies and the children. And, you know, it's inhumane to not have security.
Right.
Because what happens, i.e., history proves this correctly, 9/11 happens.
Right.
We failed our people. This government failed to protect its people on 9/11.
Agreed.
This president sees the threat matrix every day. And he sees transnational crime groups, terror groups, and state sponsors all scheming to hurt us.
It's not a foo-foo approach anymore, as I put it. You know, we used to be, we'll wait and we'll
very diplomatic.
We'll talk and we'll see what it is. I love when he says, you know, we're gonna make you the fifth largest lake in the world, North Korea, if you keep this up.
Right. Well, that's not, I mean, for the last 20, 30 years, we've had, you know, the State Department, you know, dancing around these issues.
Yeah, they all do. They don't want to hit him head on.
Well, we don't want to upset our friends.
Well, let me ask you another question to get on, yeah, on his case about, you know, he kind of gives kudos to Kim. And not a, you know, he's a good guy. We get along well. We, yeah, talk. And say, what do you want him to do? Do you want him to walk in the room and say, look, I'm with this jackwagon. We can't even figure out how to open up a door and, you know, put
right
it in the trunk of his car. He's a real jerk. We'll see what we can work out. They think that's diplomacy?
No, exactly. I mean, this president, thank God, he's in office and he's our, you know, our president, because God only knows what would be happening today with somebody else in that chair.
All right, before we run out of time, tell people about your book, Switched On.
Yeah, Joe,
like
it's, thank you. Well, this president is switched on, and being switched on is important not only in your professional life but in your personal life, right, because being switched on, you get to see where you're going, even in darkness. And I talk about my book, I tell war stories where, you know, if I wasn't switched on, I could have been killed. And, you know, I've been to Afghanistan. I talk about the Iranian threat. I talk about, you know, human trafficking,
right,
and on and on and on. Switched On, the heart and mind of a special agent. People can go to my website, Switched On Life, to get the book and really see and get good tips about how to stay safe.
Right. Well, look, I appreciate the book. I appreciate the time that you're taking with us here. And you know what? I think really people really need to take the time not to read sound bites,
yeah,
but to actually pay attention. One of the things I noticed about the border, or the border issue, if you,
yeah,
would, is the fact that you've got Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. Nobody on the left has actually gone down, sat with, had a meeting with any of the Border Patrol people, any of the people in charge.
They don't care. Because it doesn't fit.
I'm glad you said it. I say it, Nate.
They don't. It doesn't fit into their storyline. And in fact, you know, the fact of the matter is, these folks, you know, Nancy Pelosi and all these other folks, you know, as you know, have walls around their homes and a door. We need to secure our door, our front door. Our front door is wide open.
Right.
And so it'd be negligent if you had a house and you had no door on it, right?
Right.
And something happens. So what the wall is a door. We need to make sure our door is secure, because the criminals, the gangbangers, if you will, and terrorists are coming through that front door.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you. And I got to tell you something. So where can I get your book?
Well, SwitchedOnLife.com, SwitchedOnLife.com, or Amazon, of course. And it's, I think, a great read.
All right. I appreciate
true
your time.
True story about
me.
Life, you know, behind the badge.
Really, really, really good luck with the book. And I mean, that's sincerely. And we'll have you back on during the normal time. Thanks for being with me. Hey,
thank
Joe McKinney, your host, live from CPAC 2019. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up in just a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Live from CPAC 2019. Yes, it is 2019. Appreciate your time with me, and I appreciate the time you've taken with us to be involved, be engaged. I really do, and I know that you could be listening to about 3,000 other stations. You've chosen this one, which shows me how high your IQ is, probably. So, Ann McElhaney's with me, and she is the producer, or one of the producers, I should say, of Gosnell, the movie. Now, I was at the premiere in Los Angeles. Okay, I got to tell you, I love the movie.
Thank you.
I push it on the show on a regular basis.
Thank you so much, too.
And it's so important. And in light of what happened recently in New York, and looks like it's trying to make waves all the way through the country.
Yeah, and I mean, Vermont now.
Yeah. So apparently we have decided that God wasn't good enough. Now we're going to move over to the devil side of the... Yeah, this is just craziness.
Yeah, I suppose what's happened is the Democrats are concerned that with changes at the Supreme Court, that suddenly Roe v. Wade is going to get, rolled back, basically, and that probably will happen. And so this crazy, I mean, it's very, very hard to believe. In some ways, I actually think that what Governor Northam said is a gift. I think he did a service to the country. Because what he did, which we've been talking about, and by the way, it's the reason we made the Gosnell movie, is infanticide is already legal in the United States of America. It's already legal. So in the movie, the reason we made the Gosnell movie is that during the trial of Kermit Gosnell, Dr. Karen Fuselin, an OBGYN from the Philadelphia area, was asked on the stand as an expert witness to explain what would happen if a baby was born alive during a botched abortion. And she said, well, you know, as a human being, you'd want to keep it warm. Eventually, it will pass. I can tell you that the jury...
Like a kidney stone, right?
Except for that's not exactly what it meant. You know, what she was saying was that, you know, let it die by neglect.
Wow.
And when she said that, the jury gasped. And Phelim and I said, when we heard that testimony, we said, you know what? People need to hear this. So in some ways, it's kind of weird. Our movie is now out. It's in Walmart. People can get it in Walmart. They can get it on Amazon. They can get it on video on demand. And it's incredible because that very testimony is in our movie. And it's the reason why we made the movie. And people need to know. And you know what? When people find out that this is the law of the land, they don't like it. And I don't care if they're Democrats or what they are,
no,
but they're not going to like it.
Yeah.
And you know what I think is going to be a good thing? I think it would be a great thing if the 2020 election was the abortion election.
Oh,
I think it would be a great thing.
I would hang on that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't leave that issue. Look what they want to do. Look what they're willing to do. Isn't that just amazing?
Yeah. Oh, but I think it's great. And I think everyone should be asked at the door, once they start canvassing. So where exactly are you on the life issue? Are you for 9 months abortions? Are you for infanticide? Just let me know, because, by the way, I think I have a fear. And I think it's offensive to decency. I don't think this is about religion. I don't think it's about anything.
You're exactly
right. Because here's the thing, right? I have two cats, Joe. I've become a cat person, and I love those cats, and I genuinely love those cats. If anything happens, them would be terrible. My husband's even worse than I am on the cats. This country is full of people who love animals and care deeply about animals, and when the animal dies, they cry and all that. If you can cry over a cat, I believe you'll cry over a child. And here's the picture. Here's the picture, Joe, that Governor Northam presented to the country. A child. Born alive.
Yeah, I know.
Squirming. Crying out for help from a doctor. And the doctor having a chat with the mom and saying, you know what, we're just going to let this baby die.
Yeah. You really didn't want this anyway. Right? I mean, this is amazing. You know, I did a show a while back, and I don't know if the numbers are still real, but it was, there were nine set of adoptive parents for every child we abort. And I'm thinking to myself, really? If we become so selfish, if we're so thoughtless that we're willing, that abortion has now become more acceptable than adoption. Think about that flip.
Oh, listen, I at the center of our movie and at the center of the story of Gosnell is baby boy A, who shares a birthday with my own father, July 12th, who was born and allowed to, again, you know, he was left there squirming, looking for help, but eventually somebody came and cut the back of his neck with scissors. Kermit Gosnell did that. It's one of the reasons he's serving 3 life sentences. And I often think exactly what you're saying, Joe. I often think if they had put like an ad over the radio in Philadelphia and said, oh, by the way, there's a baby available right now. We just got this baby available. You know what?
The whole country,
the roads would be jammed. You know I'm telling the truth, Joe. They come from all over the country. They go nuts to get there and pick that darling up, that beautiful child. And unfortunately, there's a photograph of that child on the internet. People can look him up. Baby boy A, Gosnell, put it into Google. That's the reason we made this movie, that people would realize this is what is legal in America. You're allowed to let these babies die.
Yep.
Let's vote on this. I want to go. I'm looking forward to 2020 because President Trump is on the right side of decency.
Yeah.
He's on the right side of humanity. He may have bad hair. He might have bad skin. Who cares? He's on the side of protecting a child who is looking for life.
Yeah.
And the Democrats are on the side of death. I think we're on a winning side here.
I think they've already put a documentary together for us. I mean, you just start at the State of the Union address, okay, where they wouldn't get up, they wouldn't applaud, they wouldn't stand up for any of that. That's where I would start. That would be my opening salvo, and then I would move on from
there. We need to talk, Joe. I think you and I could be in the business. We could be in business yet together. You're totally right.
It's
and
so
I think
perfect.
I mean, you said it there. That State of the Union, you know, the fact, and I don't, I mean, I'm not, my history of America isn't as wide as yours, but I don't know when the last president of the United States said to the country during the State of the Union, every baby is born and unborn is made in the image and likeness of Holy God.
Wow.
And
seriously,
I know,
right?
you get chills up your spine. I'm because, sure. By the way, you know, he knows that. He knows that to be true. And he, you know what's interesting about President Trump? He's a convert
to the
abortion issue.
Yep.
And people who are, like myself, people who are converts to the abortion issue are very, very pro-life.
You know, Ann, I always joke, you know, being a Christian, they always beat on me for not believing in science. And I always say, that's not true. I believe that God created science. Science didn't create God. That's how I look
Absolutely.
At it, okay? So I'll tell you what, I'll play your game. There is no God, there's only science. Well, tell me when that blob of cells becomes a human being. Tell me, is it the mom that gets to play God and decide whether it lives or dies? When is it a human? I can't get them to answer that question.
And you know what? And this is why they want abortion up to 9 months and beyond 9 months. Because when you get to that very point you're making, because in some states right now in America, you know, it's legal up to 24 weeks, 20 weeks, all this kind of stuff, arbitrary stuff. And my husband makes a great point. You know, so what? If it's 24 weeks then, so 1 minute before midnight, if it's 24 weeks, you're not a human, and a minute afterwards you are. These are this is not an argument that anyone...
Crazy,
this is ludicrous.
Right.
And so this is why they have to take this very, very extreme position. And I'm welcoming their very extreme position, which is, by the way, for a first time in, like, forever, it's being articulated.
Yeah.
And I think Trump can do no wrong if he hammers that non-stop,
right.
Non-stop talks about, is that what you're from? You know, he can stand on a stage during the election campaign and say, okay, here am I with the bad hair, yeah? But look at this person over here, whoever that ends up being. This is a person who thinks it's okay to murder children at 9 months in the womb. And after they're born alive, it's also okay. And here's me with the bad hair. But you know what? I'm not for that. I'm for life. I'm for protecting the unborn. It's a total winner, Joe.
So I tell people all the time, saw the movie. I'm actually sharing it with a bunch of men in 2 weeks.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay.
Oh.
Because they're so worried about what their wives are going to say. No, no, no. You need to see this, and you need to stick up for this.
Oh,
and
my God. I want you to tell you, people can go to, thank you, people can go to Walmart, and will you please do, go to Amazon, and you can also watch it on video on demand on television. I love you, Joe.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
We'll have you back on. Joe Messina, live from CPAC 2019. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump stopped and spoke to about 200 troops stationed at Elmendorf Air Force Base in Alaska on his way back from his summit with Kim Jong-un.
You know, the best way to keep America safe is to keep America strong. And the stronger we get, the less likely it is that we'll have to use that strength, right, generals?
Nuclear negotiations with North Korea will resume quickly following the collapse of President Trump's second summit with Kim Jong-un. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
President Trump must have the courage to do the same thing with China as he's done for North Korea. President must be willing to hold the line and walk away if China does not agree to meaningful, enduring structural reform of its unfair trading policy.
Just last week, President Trump said that the U.S. was closer than ever to reaching a trade deal with China and that he would hold a signing summit to seal the deal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
We are back.
I got a knife.
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't bother calling. If you have the number written down, scratch it out for the moment because we're not taking any calls. We are live from CPAC in D.C. I don't know what the weather's like outside because I'm inside, but it's pretty warm in here. And look, this place is, I love it. I love the energy. It's starting to build up around here. It was kind of dead this morning. Didn't know what it was going to look like. Now, we do our college campus crazies a couple times a week, and some of you, like, smack your head and tell me I must be reading from The Onion, and I don't read from The Onion. Most of the stories we grab from campus reform. I have Emma Meschel with me. She's the director of campus reform. Always appreciate, I appreciate what you guys do so much.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
You know, it is, and some of the stuff you read, you have to sit there and go, oh, my God.
Yeah.
There's got to be some embellishment, but there isn't.
No.
You guys are pretty much, what's written is truth.
Yes.
So, first of all, let me ask you a question. How do you find, in that crazy college world, how are you finding young conservatives that will write?
I mean, it's sort of like a spiral. Like, the more we write about these things, the more coverage they get, the more students say, hey, this is happening on my school. So we say, great, why don't you write about it? Why don't you be the journalist? Because you're the one living the story. So it's, you know, the more we write, the more these stories get out, the more students hear about us. And we've been doing this thing for 10 years now. So we just hit our decade anniversary
Oh, wow.
Of when campus reform started. And, you know, we're just pushing for accountability here. We just want the schools to be held accountable. We want colleges and universities, administrators to be held accountable. And that's really, I think, the solution to these issues. It's not shutting schools down necessarily. We don't need every school to be ultra conservative. We just want them to be fair.
Right.
So we're starting by just telling the story. That's the first step here.
Well, if people would take the time to read and look, they would find out that's a true statement, that
mm-hmm.
most of your stories are not bent towards ripping up the left, if
no.
you would. It's just saying, hey, look, you've got all these pro-abortion displays.
Yeah.
And we do one, and you want to rip it all up, you want to stamp
yeah.
all over, you want to yell at us and drag us through the garbage.
Right. Yeah,
right?
We're the party of violence, according to them. So it's stranger than fiction, some of the stuff that we write about, and it sounds like you're well familiar.
Oh yeah, I like I said, I have a field day with the stuff that you write because
yeah.
You know, you can't find anybody. Usually, if I find a really outrageous story, I'll start looking on the Huffington Post
uh-huh.
And places like that, CNN.
And I can't find any rebuttal to it or anybody even writing about it.
It's so true.
And I admonish our parents. You're sending your children there. You're paying for their, you know, for their tuition. You're paying for their dorm. I would be, hey, I want to know what you're learning.
Right.
I just read this on campus reform. Is this true? Is this really happening at your campus?
Oh, yes. Yeah, they are all real stories. And, you know, if you went to go see a movie or if you were going to go buy a product and spend, you know, $10,000, $40,000 on a product, you'd probably look it up, probably look into it a little bit. So hopefully people who are considering going to a certain college can read a bit about it on our site. And some colleges do the right thing. Some people do the right thing. Some colleges don't do the right thing. And we try to report on those things and shine a light on what's going on. So, yeah, it's a lot of craziness for sure.
All right, so tell us a little bit about a correspondent program. How do people get involved with that?
Go to campusreform.org, and there is a correspondence link. And you can see a list of all of our current writers that we have, but also at the top of that page, there is a link that says apply to be a campus correspondent. And if you go there, you fill that out, that actually goes straight to my email inbox, and I will be the one to reach out to you and bring you onto the team and get started about writing on what's going on about your campus. So, you know, really the best thing you can do if you're a conservative student and you're listening right now and you're thinking, well, hey, I can think of five examples of craziness that's gone on my campus that's crazier than what you guys write about, go apply to be a correspondent so you can write about it and shine a light. So, we have to speak up about our conservative values or no one else will.
Well, let me ask you, one of the questions I know you know is going to come up is that, look, I'd love to be a correspondent. I would love to write, but you know what? If one of my professors catches on to this, I'm going to get an F in that class. I mean, is there any help for them, or do you just...
You know, there are plenty of organizations out there that are happy to take up that case and take it all the way to court and represent these students, and it's necessary sometimes. We actually had 4 students at University of Illinois, which I will note is a public school, and they were students who were writing for Campus Reform. They were just trying to write about some goofiness that was going on campus, and the school told them that they couldn't do it while they were students, and that's abridging
the freedom. They couldn't write for Campus Reform while they were
students.
Wow.
They tried to ban them from writing for Campus Reform, and we helped connect them with some legal help because that is unconstitutional. And
thank you, comrade.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So those students are actually still kind of working through that, and
wow.
You know, as we know, the law is very much on their side. They have a right to write, and these schools are trying to shut students down, but the best thing that you can do is fight back. You can't just be complacent and let the school walk all over you. Yeah.
This is, it's getting worse and worse and worse with these schools. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Again, I really do appreciate the stuff that you guys do, and I'm glad that you know that people can get involved, young people can get involved and reach out to you. Emma, campusreform.org.
Yes.
You know, I couldn't even give you the address most of the time because it's just in my machine. I just type CA and bang, it goes.
Oh, yeah.
So real quick before I let you go, where do you have the most amount of crazy stories? What state do they come out of?
Oh, that's so hard. I would have to say probably California or New York.
All right.
But, I mean,
well,
really,
I'm not surprised. But.
We do actually have a lot of really great writers from both of those states, though, because the
really?
More liberals there are, I mean, the more conservatives are fed up with it. So, but really, like, I can't stress enough, this is happening everywhere, even in conservative states, even in Texas, UT Austin, you know, the Midwest and Middle America. It's everywhere. And, you know, there are conservatives in each of those states, and we need them to speak up and tell their stories because it's really important. And, you know, the more people stand up and stand for what they believe in, the more other people will be encouraged to do so.
Are you, I don't know how to, are you, what is it, Gen X? What's the next generation?
Gen Z. You know, I'm
right
on
that. What are you going to do after that? Is it going to be AA or something? I don't know. But anyway, Gen Z, yeah.
Who knows? Yeah. I'm like right on that line between millennial and Gen Z, so I don't even know.
Are you finding the Gen Zs or the end of the millennial line? Are they becoming more conservative? Because that's what I'm hearing, but I don't know if I believe it.
You know what's interesting is there's been some pretty unique studies about Gen Z and the differences between Gen Z and millennials. They have a lot of differences between the two age groups. And what people are finding is that Gen Z tends to be very resourceful. They're also more technologically inclined because technology is second nature to them.
Right.
And also they're a little bit more scrappy. They tend to question, you know, just enrolling in a four-year university. A lot of millennials were raised to think you go to college, get a good job, you can pay back your debt and it'll be fine. And they're learning that that maybe is not true. So Gen Z has kind of watched all this play out. They came of age during the recession. So there's some pretty interesting differences there, but it'll be interesting to see as those students continue to go through college, how they interact. And once they're coming into the workforce, the Wall Street Journal wrote a really interesting article profiling Gen Z. I would highly recommend it, but pretty interesting differences.
All right, Emma, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks so much, Joe.
Emma, the director of Campus Reform Org Correspondent Program. Always appreciate your time. You know, I got to tell you guys something. If you don't pay attention, if you don't start reading, if you don't start digging in, if you would, then, you know, I don't know what to tell you. Stay ignorant. I mean, look how far it's gotten you. Look at what your kids are up against, your young people are up against. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listening to Real Side, live from CPAC 2019, not 16, not 17, but I was stuck last year on 16. I couldn't get it out of my head. I know, right? People thought I was drinking.
Oh, man.
And, you know, talk about the craziness. Right now, California's got a bill that it looks like you're not going to be able to dissect frogs anymore in science class.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's great. It's wonderful. Okay. Now, you can still have an abortion at 12. You can still have a partial birth abortion, but you can't. You know why? You know why they won't let the kids do the? They're afraid it'll traumatize them.
Oh my goodness. Well, I can think of a lot more traumatic things that go on the college campus.
No kidding.
Especially in California.
Right? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us.
It's great to see you guys.
So, heat up your coffee again. Like I tell you, you want to make sure it's warm. You want to make sure you're ready to go, right? And get yourself a drink. Don't drive. Get yourself a drink. You're going to need it with a lot more of the stuff that we're talking about. Head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A lot happening there, seriously. And you'll give me your email address. I only send out one email a week. I don't inundate you with this stuff. I don't try to force you to buy. I'm not the government. Can't force you to buy anything. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Get comfortable. There's a lot more coming at you. I've been told by many today who come by and tell me how much they appreciate the show that I'm one of the only older white guys. Really, I should wear that as a badge, right? Maybe just have a badge as older white guy. I'm one of the only older white guys that takes on the social issues that only the young people seem to talk about. So I'm serious. So if you want to hear more of this, don't go far. A lot more coming up. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs.
Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you call, though, I'm going to ignore you. I just want you to write the number down. I want you to get it in your head so during the week when I am in the studio live, you can call and you've got that number ingrained in you. Anyhow, who could be against limited government? Look at what's been going on even the last couple of months. If you've come out of your calling, you've been paying attention, you see what's actually going down in our government. And again, if you're a conservative Republican, you can no longer depend on conservative Republicans to help you because we don't know who's who anymore. I mean, just look at what's come down in the last few days. So Richard Manning is with me. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. He's been on the show before.
Yes.
Always appreciate your time with me, Richard.
Hey, glad to be on. And, you know, I'm a big believer that everybody has a place in time. And right now, we definitely need people who are standing up and reminding Republicans about why they exist. and they aren't just supposed to be slightly less than the other guys, but they're actually supposed to be standing up for freedom, and so that's what we do every day.
Standing up for what? I mean, we seem to have lost the meaning of freedom. I mean, seriously, when you look at the Republicans that are there in Congress right now, and even before, were they really defending our freedom? Did they even know what it was?
Come on. They certainly didn't do a very good job of articulating it, and that, you know, everything becomes processed for them at times. And the reality is what we need to have, and this is why it may sound really strange, but I think that JOC is the best thing that's happened to America, because we're going to have a real conversation about freedom.
Yep.
And that's what, and you know, and the alternative, the slow walk to Gomorrah that we've been going through is not acceptable. We can't allow it to continue. And now the other side, the socialists, have bared their teeth. They've told us what they want. They've showed us what the future is with them, a future of scarcity, a future of really loss and deprivation. And that's what their future is. And they're no longer hiding behind nice words.
No. Matter of fact, it, over the last, I'd say, in watching what's happening, over the last 8 months or so, the socialists didn't unzip it slowly. They ripped it off. They ripped that Band-Aid off, and they've come out and said, yeah, you're darn right, I'm a Democrat socialist, and I'm proud of it. And that's because everybody needs to have blank. And, man, that goes so much against the Constitution, the ideas of our founding fathers, and what made this country great, right?
Well, and the best part about it, and I hate to sound like a cheerleader for them because I'm dead set against them, but, you know, yesterday I was able to be part of a hearing that the House Western Caucus had about the Green New Deal. And in that hearing, we didn't just talk about, you know, oh, it's bad because of this, if we just tweaked it like this. No, we talked about the cutting the root of the tree. We're not talking about trying to trim the branches. We're talking about you have to cut the root of the tree. And that's what going after the fact they have now bared their roots allows us to go after a philosophy question, a real question about who are we going to be. Are we going to be a country where the government decides, the federal government decides what, how you get to work, whether you can have an internal combustion car, whether you can, what you can eat every single night, how much you can eat every single night? Are we going to have a government that tells us every single bit of our lives like we're four-year-old children, or are we going to be free adults? That's the question. America has provided the most abundance of any country in the world. Our world is more abundant today than any time in history, and it's because of America, it's because of free enterprise, it's because of capitalism. And if we fail to stand up for freedom, then shame on us.
You know, our education system is, and I hate to say it because I'm in education, but our education system has failed us tremendously. For our young people to really believe that socialism works or can work shows you how much we have not taught them, shows you how much we have let them down as a whole.
Absolutely. There's no doubt that, well, the fact is, public education has always been a socialized education system.
Right.
It's designed that way. If you read the people who put it together and were proposing it way back when, a century ago, that's what they always wanted to do. Marx always knew that it would take a few generations, but if he got one generation, he'd win. And we've essentially, conservatives, have ceded the education system to the teachers' unions and those and others who look at it as being something that they want to do. And we sit there and we do a lot of other things really well, but we don't get involved in education. And when we say that education should be local, what that means is that you have to take responsibility in your own community for your own child's education and hold your school board accountable and take on the federal government monstrosity and the state government monstrosities and fight for that local.
That's
freedom.
How they sold us Common Core. It was going to be, even though it had national standards, it would be more localized, which was, for all intents and purposes, a crock.
Yes, exactly was. And it's, you know, and demanding that we make those changes. And in many states, you know, you have states, this is the part that just gets me, and I don't say this often, but we have about 25 states where we have the Republican governor, Republican House, Republican Senate. And you have monolithic Republican control. There's absolutely no excuse for those legislators to not be telling the education system from kindergarten to college that you will have a Western civilization requirement. You will teach American civics. You will teach about American greatness.
Yeah, but American civics, though.
Well, yes.
Real American
civics. Well, that's the point. What we've effectively done is we've shielded our own children from the truth because we've turned the teaching over to and the curricula over to people who hate us.
Right.
Well, how stupid is that? We take our most precious resource, the children, who we raise and protect until they're 18 years old, and then we send them into a system that hates every value that we hold dear, and we expect those children to survive.
Well, you know, I mean, next to the Affordable Care Act, or before the Affordable Care Act, it was pretty much the only government-forced program where, whether it was failing or not, you had to send your kid there, or you could go to jail.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane.
And we have teachers that will fight for more money in areas that consistently fail year after year after year. You can't hold them accountable in the merit system because there's no way, they claim that there is really no way to check or test a child because every child's different, so there's no real standards you can hold the teacher to. And I'm saying, wait a minute, if you have a teacher, the last three grades that they've taught have failed miserably, but the other history teacher's doing fine, I don't think the problem is the curriculum.
Right.
Or the child, right?
No, absolutely not. It's and when you deal with the lifetime tenure situations that exist, probably the biggest mistake we've made is allowing the public education system to be dominated by the public education unions.
Right.
And by allowing those unions to take control, they are effectively pushing. They put their money into electing school board members.
Yeah.
At which point, the people who are supposed to represent the taxpayers are actually representing the people they're negotiating with. And we end up in this perverse situation where the only people who don't have a say are the parents of the kids.
Yeah. No. And they make you feel bad when you try to engage the teacher and say, look, I'm having a problem with my child. I need some help. And I got to tell you, I've seen it time after time. I've had parents call me where they just feel like there's something wrong, but the counselor and the teacher is making them feel like it's them and not the child. It's really amazing.
That's exactly right. You know, one of the things, if you live in a state where you have Republican control, I would demand that my state legislators and my governor take control of the education system, but they do nothing else. Take control of the education system. Return the education system back to the parent and away from this value system that's a coastal value system that doesn't reflect the breadbasket of America, and take that back because that your children's lives are at stake. Single most important thing you can do.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. We got a couple of minutes left. I want to talk about the communications and the internet. You know,
sure.
When it comes to the internet, that is where our children get the majority of their information.
Yes.
Which is really scary to me. And I'm not one that, I don't want it regulated as such, but man, parents have got to engage and get involved and really understand what their kids are looking at and reading and what have you.
Well, and the challenge is the kids are smarter than we are in terms of knowing how to get on.
That's
so
right.
Any filters we put on, they know how to get around it in 2 seconds. About 10 years ago, a friend of mine gave, her kid had an iPod, but she wanted a phone. And a friend said, no, you're not old enough to have a phone. The friend went on the internet, the kid went on the internet, she was 10, went on the internet and figured out how to turn her iPod into a phone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, next thing you knew, she had a phone. And she was stealing bandwidth because she wasn't paying for any phone. She basically found a way around the entire system just by going on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was a relatively benign example of a child having, you know, water finding a way through the crack, finding a crack and finding a way.
Yep.
But the fact is you can learn how to do anything on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
And kids, being the sponges they are, absorb tremendous amounts of information, whereas we are, we're slower.
Yeah.
And it's so here's the way I think we need to do it. We have the first thing is find alternative sources for searches from Google. Find alternative sources. Find alternative places from Facebook for interactions. Because ultimately, any free service that you use, it isn't free.
No.
What they're selling is they're selling you. They're selling you. They're selling your data, your information, and they're manipulating said data and information. So you need to take control of your own digital footprint by finding places that you can rely on to be able to find information and get your children to do the same. And that way you're off of the kind of the pathway that they're setting out of, oh, here's the first four choices on Google, and we're never going to find any alternative that's different until page 10. So get to alternative places and teach your children how to do that.
Well, listen, been a pleasure having you with me. How do people find you?
Yeah, getliberty.org, getliberty.org, or at limitgovt, at limitgovt.
Yep.
And and by the way, you can sign up for the newsletter we do, and we just appreciate everybody to join in.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Pleasure. We got you coming live from CPAC 2019. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Okay, bye.